This is the Don and Mike Show.
My grandfather, in his heyday, slept with all the dancers on a cot backstage.
Andy did.
And when the show was over, you know what he'd do?
What?
He'd dip his in vodka when he was through. Dip your in vodka when you're through.
Yeah.
Dip your in vodka. That's what you should do.
I love this song.
Dip your in vodka to prevent the flu. Dip your in vodka. That's a can do. When my mom taught me the birds and the bees, she said the clap will kill you, son. It's a painful disease. So don't go down like Gauguin or Al Capone. Dip your in vodka or don't bring it home. Dip your in vodka. Ooh, ow! Dip your in vodka. It's gonna sting down south.
Then it goes on.
The Don and Mike Show.
Goes on and on and on.
Hey, Vic.
Who's your daddy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Just a bunch of white trash.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
So good.
Shut up.
Mysterious visitors from the Orient. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Did you hear the tape? Buzz, I'm sure you heard this.
Yes.
Again from the Today Show. This morning, Tiki Barber was trying to push some weed on Meredith Vieira.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, dear.
Oh, come on. You got to give me more than grass, Tiki.
No, I'm not giving you any more than that.
That's all he was.
It's just a drug fest on that show.
Tiki Barber was just sitting on a gigantic bag of marijuana.
Wow. Amazing.
Oh, come on. You got to give me more than grass, Tiki.
No, I'm not giving you any more than that.
And then, of course, you know.
They were bargaining for sex, though. Is that what it was?
And,
Meredith and Tiki bargaining for sex favors?
That's right. Grass for ass.
Right.
Loved it. Mark Trout and I both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, that's
all I know is that everyone was really hungry for the 9 o'clock cooking segment.
Yeah, they like that because it's pot brownie.
Except
yeah.
Al.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Right, because Al's doing all that.
Coke. Al's too wired.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs. Carmichael.
Mrs. Carmichael, that is a time-locked vault.
3, 2, 1. See you would want to be you. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
That, you got your answer based on that last call. We both felt the same way at the same time.
Mike, you were mentioning about a show that you wanted to watch with highlights. You got to check out FSN's Final Score because it's just the opposite of SportsCenter. And the good thing is you usually have – it's the downside is it's on late at night – but you get Jillian Barbieri or Leanne Tweeden hosting it.
I've been Jillian Barbieri, right?
Yeah, Barbieri. But boy, that's boy, both of those ladies hosting it. I'd tune in for that.
Have you seen Jillian Barbieri pregnant?
No,
mommy.
Really,
mommy.
She must be enormous up there.
Yeah, she is. She is.
And Leanne Tweeden is a hottie in her own right.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike,
yes.
I want to F Carla. I want to F Janet. I want to put myself in vodka and pickle myself.
Hi there, Don and Mike.
And they wonder
Show.
Why we walk to our cars with semi-automatic weapons.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hello. We are DJs.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Good afternoon, 35 after the hour. Talk back. You're next. Hello.
Yes, what is your name, sir?
You're the douchebag.
We are sympathetic.
Yes. 36 after the hour. Talk back. Hugh Hamilton.
She's upset that it's put
this
up.
This is Dave. How you doing?
I'm Nancy Grace.
Oh, no. I mean, oh, boy.
Hey. Thanks, fellas. Thanks. Excuse me. Sorry for having a little fun.
No, let's hear some more Nancy Grace.
No, not now.
Oh, come on. Come
beg, please.
Don't be a baby.
Please. Beg me.
Please.
Arr! Beg me.
You on the phone. How about little Nancy Grace?
No, I just hung up on his ass.
Oh, good. That was good judgment there.
He's got a thank you for that affirmation, Mike.
Didn't like anything about that guy.
Where's that? Oh, we already heard the Juice stuff, yeah. But there is a part two of the interview with Juice.
The real interview.
Right. But we were playing the excerpts, you know, with the correct, all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Part two of it is on the internet last night.
Ah.
And there's one part where O.J. starts to cry and gets choked up when he says his son gave him a Mother's Day card about 5 years ago. I heard this on my computer before I came in today, and I didn't rip it or burn it. Any of you cats got that? Can we get that for tomorrow?
Oh, my God.
We have it now?
Well, it was on the internet last night. I was just lazy.
So when you say it was on the internet, this was the live interview calls?
It's the second part of the interview that we played the excerpts from yesterday.
Now, did he get his balls busted as much last night as he did the night before?
Yeah, there's a great amount of guys. Yeah. Like remember we heard, like, the Did You Kill Bill Walsh?
Oh, I love that. I mean, for whatever reason, I get tremendous satisfaction out of listening to that.
Yeah. Here we go. Okay, so here's part two. Here we go.
I learned that I appreciate is that I was close to all my kids, but in my first two kids being raised, I was gone. I was trying to conquer the world, and my wife Marguerite was raising them. Of course, I came home. I was a disciplinarian. Now, all of a sudden, I'm a mother and a father, you know, and I learned how much I may have missed with my first two kids.
Listen.
I learned how much I enjoyed being, you know, right there on the front line with my kids. And I can recall about 6 years ago on Mother's Day. I'm going to get all emotional about this right now.
Listen,
my son gave me a Mother's Day gift.
Bastard.
Saying, you're the best mother.
Real you know? Mommy was dead.
And so, you know, I learned just how much I loved family and needed my family.
You know, listen, right now, you know he is chock full of narcotics.
Well, Mike.
You know he is.
Hold on. What's his drug of choice?
I know in my personal feeling is that I would take it over alcohol or any other drug.
You're talking about pot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weed.
Okay.
You know, if I had to choose one that you had to live with, I would take marijuana over alcohol, over any other drug I've heard about.
Not allowed. He's giving weed a bad name.
There's your guy. Well, he's your guy. You're the one that always thought he was not guilty.
Well, we were in church.
And then the other thing that you really need to hear is if you're Barry Bonds,
right?
Who else do you want endorsing you?
Oh God!
Rather than O.J. Simpson,
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if Barry did or didn't. I could care less. He's hitting those home runs, and until he's convicted, I'm gonna honor it.
Listen, nobody's a Barry Bonds fan.
But as soon as he's convicted,
even Barry Bonds has got to say, "Shut up, Juice!
You're not helping."
And he sounds so troubled too.
Hello there, you know. Don and Mike show. Hello. Yeah.
Don, I wanted to call and let you know that while I'm no radio expert, I wanted to say that your show seems to have been suffering from a real continuity problem for the last day or two.
Oh, why? Are we not hitting our stop sets exactly on time? I know that we were 1 minute late to that last one, and gosh, I hope they don't penalize me for that.
Well, maybe they'll fire you a little early.
I can only hope, sir.
Hope and pray. It's what you pray for every day.
That is my dream. Fire me for not playing the commercials, please. Okay, all right.
Hope and pray every day.
So we got lots of tape on OJ, but we don't even. Do you want to hear any more of him?
Just one. Give me one. You know what I want to hear? If we have any more of people calling in and busting his chops, I just, I just get satisfaction. I'm saying, you know, everybody feels like I do.
Here's a DJ who gets cut off. Okay, DJ who gets cut off.
All right.
Hello.
The Three Stooges.
That's the wrong button.
When I speak in public, when I was talking to various law schools about my trial, it was interesting. I always open it up in questions. I said, what was the single most thing that you thought made me guilty? Well, the most common answer was a Bronco chase. And as I told you yesterday, most people, they were always shocked when I said, put on it.
My apologies. Wrong cut. My apologies. Mm-hmm. DJ is cut number five. Oh, that's why it played hello.
I need to know what law schools he's talking to.
Hello. Hello.
That's cut five, and so is this.
All right. John is listening to us in L.A., I think. Hi, John.
Hi, my name is John Ziegler. I'm a talk show host in Los Angeles and a good friend of Ken Goldman's. First of all, let me say this entire sham interview is a total disgrace to humanity.
Oh.
All right, that actually is. I know who John is. He does a talk show on KFI in Los Angeles.
We it's funny. We all call KFI KKKFI. You know, we do.
It's so interesting. So hold on a second. Does he control? So I thought this was kind of like he didn't control the content.
No, this
he is, had to. He got to edit that guy.
Right, the guy got cut off right away, and now Juice is saying that KFI is KKKFI.
Yeah, well, I mean that's what he's been doing to. You know, that's how he's been polarizing America ever since the trial. It's ridiculous.
On January 15th, 1967.
Hold on, that's the wrong
That's name, John Facenda.
I'm sorry, I've got two different things in
the downfall.
Hello.
Slowly,
Hello.
The Stooges made their way out onto the playing field.
I got it. Hold on. Because the Stooges is on the same machine as the Lombardi stuff. Right. Because I want to mention that the NFL is making a movie about the life of Vince Lombardi.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. You know, how would John Facenda sound as a Stooge? You know, B-A-Bay. B-E-B. B-I-Bicky-Bi. B-O-Bo.
Now, this is America where everybody's supposed to be able to express themselves. And for 10 years, people like these people at KKI has tried to get one point of view out. Now, you've never heard me say Fred Goldman shouldn't have the right to go out and say whatever he says. I don't know if I would be doing anything different than he would be doing if I thought somebody killed my son. But why do we have this group of people, and this is, if you look throughout history, it's that type of attitude who's tried to dominate what people say. We're over in Iraq because we think it should be a democracy. Everybody should have the say, the Sunnis, the Shiites, and everything. But here in America, people like these people at KKKFI, they only want one side of the story. They don't want you to be able to answer. They want to talk about you.
Does he say if I'd be doing the same thing if I thought my daughter killed your son?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's weird that he said daughter. I mean, that's exactly how he put it. It was very strange. Just weird the way he phrased that. It's a mistake, obviously. It's just kind of interesting how he made the mistake.
What's happening here? Hello, Don on my show.
Hey, did I hear you say Buzz said there was that O.J. was not guilty?
Buzz has maintained that for the last 13 years.
I suppose you're going to tell me now he thinks there's no God.
All right, well, that was a good one.
We thought we had one, didn't we, Mike?
Thought we had one, and he got us. He did the old bait and switch on us, didn't he?
Which is true.
All right, you got us. You got us. So only 8 million people have emailed me about the Lombardi movie. Yeah.
Who's going to star?
I would say the first year, I doubt there will be a letdown, really. Because I really think there's going to be a great deal of pride in the National Football League.
Well, Mike, I know you're going to think it's a stretch, but I'm voting for Matthew McConaughey.
Hey, Ellie. Listen, we're really glad you guys all came into the locker room. Let's go out there and let's play ourselves a good game.
At the risk of, because I know I yelled at you for bringing his name up the other day, I think Ernest Borgnine could pull it off.
Well, he's too old.
Too old now.
Well, he could play almost dead Lombardi.
Lombardi was dead before he was as old as Ernest Borgnine, unless they made him look younger.
You know. How about Stiller? Because he played him in the commercials,
Jerry
remember?
Stiller play Lombardi like in a Nike ad or something?
Two words for you.
Yeah.
Jim Belushi. As Vince Lombardi.
I think anybody could play Vince. The hard one to cast is going to be Marie.
What about the key strategy that you must start?
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea what that would be.
Ready for a serious wild card?
Hey, Star, get over here and wipe me.
You ready for a serious wild card? Who could play him? I know who could play him.
Who?
Robert De Niro.
You're right.
Robert De Niro could play Vince Lombardi.
Star, I have nipples. Can you milk me?
It's that same voice.
You're Guy Fawker? You're a nurse?
Hey, Forrest Gregg, I will bring you down to Chinatown. Yes, sir.
All my life, I dreamed about being a gangster.
That's Henry Hill's line, though.
Yeah,
that's Ray Liotta's line.
I was putting Lombardi into all of those.
Who? Movies. I mean, don't you think Robert De Niro might make a good Vince Lombardi?
I think he could. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My worry is: do you think this is going to be the product that's going to have the NFL turning a profit this year? Now that they're making movies.
There he is. He's here all week.
I love it when you comment on current events. Stick to what you know best, the past. the thing that will probably ruin this is the fact that the NFL Films is making it. It's going to be
Steve Sable,
that jerk off Steve Sable, and his corduroy tie or whatever he's wearing.
They done this type of thing before?
Never, Mike.
I don't think so.
But if Sable's doing it, is it going to be a documentary or is it going to be a work of fiction?
It's going to be a pseudo documentary drama
with the guy playing Vince Lombardi.
Correct.
Marie. These eggs are cold.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Rob, that would never work.
You don't think?
What?
Don Cheadle as Lombardi.
He's very good.
They could use a lot of makeup.
Hello. Very versatile.
Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, I was just thinking maybe Christopher Walken.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I want to tell you, this is really a big game. We're going to go out on that field. You all have to really try hard. Jeez, I'm so angry at you.
Do a YouTube search for Christopher Walken making chicken.
Yeah.
Really? Is it the real, or is it somebody doing it?
No, it's the real Christopher Walken, and there is nothing overtly funny about it.
But it is funny.
It's funny because it's serious. It's him in his kitchen, and he says, all right. I don't do the voice like you.
I take my batter, and then I take the chicken, dip it in the sauce.
Have you seen that video?
Yeah, it's great.
Then you put it in the deep fryer, and it's delicious. That's why I want you to do that. I'm Vince Lombardi.
Little man.
Little man.
It's great. He's making chicken and roasted pears.
That's what it is. And he puts.
It's like a vertical roaster. And it's just him. He says, and I've got this Eiffel Tower thing. And it holds up the chicken.
And he takes the insides out of the chicken. And one of the things he says, the neck. I love the neck.
And I kept this uncomfortable hunk of metal for years. Up my
butt. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Ernest Borgnine actually did play Vince Lombardi. It was a TV movie back in the 70s.
Really?
Yeah, they talked about it on Monday Night Football. He sat down and talked with Howard Cosell and such.
All right, back in the day.
I'm sure it was memorable.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. How about Mike Vick to play Vince Lombardi? Hello, Don and Mike show. I'm just thinking out of the box, friends.
That's right.
Hello.
He'll have the time.
Don and Mike show.
My lord and my lady.
Yes. Hello there, master of timing.
How about Ron Jeremy?
As Vince Lombardi.
Hey, it worked. A laugh from both people.
Hey, hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a couple of suggestions for you if you're brave.
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
Gary Oldman. I think that would be a good choice.
No, not as Vince Lombardi.
You go with Christopher Walken before Gary Oldman.
All the makeup in the world, you're not going to get
Plus,
Gary Oldman.
Plus, as great an actor as Gary Oldman is, and he's really good, you know what ruins it?
Right.
The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
With Bruce Willis, when you see him in that crazy makeup.
Absolutely.
It's like, God damn, did you need money that bad?
And I'm thinking of Dracula, too. Gary Oldman is Dracula.
Right.
I got another suggestion, though. Right. It was my pick for the Price is Right also. I like Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell is Vince Lombardi or host of The Price is Right?
Both. He said he liked both.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Danny DeVito. Hey, real quick.
That might work.
Danny DeVito.
That might work.
Hey, real quick. Why we strap OJ to a lie detector test? No one ever did that before. Why won't we do that now?
Did OJ ever take a lie detector test?
No, he didn't. Get that son of a bitch on there and let him do it and get his fire, his monkey ass.
Okay. Oh, my God. Such hostility.
Easy on the slurs.
The swears, too. He commented on that yesterday. OJ said he didn't do a lie detector because there's nothing for him to gain from it.
That's what an innocent man says.
Exactly.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm with OJ. I'm with Buzz. OJ is innocent.
Right. Well, you agree with most of white America.
Are you a godless anarchist also?
I'm godless, and dogs make good eating.
Wow, you got some issues. I think Buzz might part company with you.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
All right, honey. Listen,
promise.
At that time, we have so much more important. Really, it's almost Tuttle time. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.